Boy dies after being punched in face by students at California Middle School. By Amy Furr on September 26, 2019. A middle school boy has died after he was reportedly assaulted by two students on his school's campus in Moreno Valley, California. The 13-year-old, identified only as Diego, was hit by the first student in the face while standing outside Landmark Middle School on September 16, according to KTLA. Video footage posted to social media allegedly shows a second student as he sucker punches the teen a second time on the side of his head. The second hit causes Diego to fall and hit his head on a nearby concrete pillar. The two 13-year-olds who allegedly assaulted their classmate were arrested by deputies and are currently being held at the Riverside County Juvenile Hall. Their identities have not been released because of their ages. Reports said the district attorney's office has filed juvenile petitions against the suspects, charging them with assault, and their hearings are set to take place in October. The victim was pronounced dead on Tuesday as a result of his injuries. Reports said his family plans to donate his organs to transform this tragedy into the gift of life for other children, according to CBS Los Angeles. On Wednesday, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department posted an update regarding the tragedy to its Facebook page. The post read, "The Sheriff's Department joins the community in mourning the loss of this young man." The two suspects previously arrested for the assault which led to Diego's death remain in the custody of Riverside County Juvenile Hall, facing prosecution for this assault. Due to the age of the involved parties, no further details regarding this incident will be publicly released at this time. Violence in the communities served by the Riverside County Sheriff's Department will not be tolerated, especially involving our youth, the update concluded. On Wednesday evening, hundreds of community members held a vigil for Diego outside the school and voiced their concerns about the school's lack of action regarding the incident. "What did the school district do? Nothing," one community member said. "What did the school district do a week before when the mother came pleading for her son's life? They did nothing. Where is the superintendent? Before he was forced to lock himself inside the building." Moreno Valley Unified Superintendent Dr. Martin Rex Kedra addressed the crowd by stating that he wanted to work with the community and offer them support. However, the mourners said they did not believe that was the case. "We are the community, and you're not working with us," one woman said. "We are the community,